In this catch-up,
former AFL Premiership player Wayne Swash opens up about male depression.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Hey, Hides.
Hey, Woody.
Wilbur.
Mm.
And I'm saying this as a compliment.
Here we go.
You're one of those blokes. You're always right.
He's a walking encyclopedia,
and
isn't he?
It's not your fault. You're just bloody intelligent. Look at the bloody bonce on you. Like, the brain in that head must be just humongous.
You'd have to be the most intelligent person I've ever met besides my brother.
Wrap it up.
But you've admitted that on air as well.
I'm quite competent at most things.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you've said.
But that doesn't mean that I'm intelligent.
But look, you're a DJ.
I'm just competent
you read
at most
poetry.
Things.
You've got a law degree. You do a radio show. That's impressive, mate.
Easy. And anyway, I'm sure all of us can relate to having a friend like Will. They're just those people that are always right, whether it's your partner or a friend at work, but then every now and then, and this is a bloody rare occurrence, and I'd love to hear on 13 10 60 if this has happened to you, but you get a little win against these people.
You get one
over them, and it is the best feeling in the world, and I'm so excited to say that at 6:10 this morning, I had a little win against Goliath himself. Have a listen.
This is an incredible use of the expression, because never have I been able to use it in such a literal sense.
Heavy lies the crown. Bang.
Damn it.
Yes, yes.
Damn it. Damn it.
That's my favourite moment of my life. Right there. And again, anyone who's got a friend like Will can surely relate to this. And on 13 10 60, if you've got a friend or a partner who is always right, they're just perfect. And you
think they're perfect.
No, they don't.
Not
necessarily. No, they are.
They don't think that they're perfect. They don't. In fact, it's not their fault that they end up knowing a bit about some things and they just say it, and then they get told that they're a perfectionist and that they think they're too good and that they're arrogant about it. When they're not, that's just who they are. It's not their problem.
Heavy lies the crown.
Wow. When you poke the bear.
No, that's not fair. Like, it's actually not fair. It's not my fault that I actually know some things about some things. It's not my fault. That's just how my brain works. And then I get told that, oh, I'm a bit of a know-it-all. And, oh, look, he thinks he knows all these things. I don't do that deliberately. That's just who I am.
God, he's gone red, everyone.
Oh, it's so frustrating.
It must be frustrating being that smart and knowing everything.
No, it's not, but I don't do it deliberately. I mean, that's just who I am. I mean, seriously.
And we're not saying it's a bad thing.
That's just what I'm like.
We're not saying it's a bad thing.
I just like those things, and somehow I retain information a little bit better than the average Joe. That's all.
Oh,
that's it.
Us poor that's average it. Shows.
Now, 13 10 60, I want to hear people relating to this. You know what? If you are like Will, you're always right and you struggle with that, give us
so
a call.
Unfair.
And you're good at everything as well, just to top it off.
Or if you know someone that's like Will and you had a little win over him, let's get both sides here. I think people can relate to the situation.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's really interesting. We've poked a bear here.
We really have. But I think it's because he's been poked a fair bit at home at the moment.
I think the bear is having a tough time at home. He's come into work for a bit of a splash in the pond.
Bit of fun.
Something's come up which has brought about a whole bunch of demons from home. And look, what wasn't
that? No, it's a demon that's followed me for a long time.
It's all cracking right
now. Of course. Well, you guys have got insecurities and things that you don't like people talking about. This is a genuine insecurity. I hate this.
Oh.
I actually hate this.
Sugar.
The fact that
Do you
people
want to explain?
Say,
yeah,
the fact
yeah.
that people say to me, people will go like, oh, Will know. Oh, Will probably know something about that. Oh, go on, Will. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course you knew something about that. Oh, of course you know how to do that. It's so frustrating. I don't go out there. I don't put myself out there saying that stuff.
No.
If I'm in a conversation and I know something about it, or if somebody asks me if I can do something and I can do it, that's just, I don't celebrate it.
Well, mate, we got Scott here from Huntingdale. I think he can relate,
and
Scott.
And people love it. Just like, it's fine. I can laugh at it because it was a big moment for Woody before when he said an expression that I didn't get to say.
It's huge.
And it's big for people that are friends of yours if they're right about something and that you don't know about. God, they serve you. And you're like,
mate, I look for something every day to try and be you.
Exactly, but I don't sit here and serve you and go, you didn't know about that. Cop it.
Well, if you go back and play what's trending every morning. Think about it.
Every day.
Hang on.
Every day,
I would have thousands of opportunities to scorch both of you.
You scorch me 24/7. People call 13, 10, 60.
Think about the amount of times I let those go through to the keeper.
Hey.
And then the one time we really poke the bear.
We got Scott here from Huntingdale. Hey, Scott, how are you, mate?
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you?
Hey, so Scott, we're just having a family domestic here.
You're listening to this, Scott, and you're just going, this is me. I'm a Will, and it's frustrating.
Mate, I know exactly how you feel.
Thank you.
So are you a bit of a genius, Scott?
It's funny because me...
It's not that. It's not. You're not a genius.
My younger brother, we all feel much the same.
So yeah.
It causes a lot of drama when all three of us think we're correct. But
that's exactly the same as in my family. That is like DEFCON 3 when we all think we're right about something. That's hectic.
Have we got a question for Scott and Will to see who's smarter?
No, but can I just justify with Scott though? Scott, you do not like the first thing Woody said, classic jibe from somebody to someone like us is, you think you're a bit of a genius, don't you? And it's like, no, I don't think I'm a genius.
I didn't say that. I said, you are. I didn't say you
exactly.
think.
Exactly. Either way, Scott. What was that? Oh, God.
You've killed him.
You actually killed him. He's dead, Scott. He's actually, you killed him with the words.
Scott?
Sticks and stones.
It's not that anyone's a genius.
Yeah.
Just like myself, I just have small amounts of knowledge about a wide range of things.
Exactly. I think Will has large amounts of knowledge.
No, I don't.
Scott, is it disrespectful now? Now, I'm trying to understand this. It's all about awareness at this point. If I said to you right now, Scott, can you chuck us a little cheeky fun fact? Is that inappropriate?
No, don't do that. That's like us saying to you, give us a joke. Make us laugh.
Oh, here we go. Here's a joke.
But you don't like that.
No. Why do people stop going to the brothel?
But you don't like
Why?
That.
No, too dirty. Can't say that.
It's true, though. You don't like that.
No, it's true.
So what
comedians don't like people going, say something to make us laugh.
What do you reckon is your strongest subject, Scott?
That's a good question.
No one subject. Just general outwittiness.
Oh, and you, Will? What's your strongest subject?
I would have a strongest subject.
You're kind of like him.
No, I like the Vietnam War and the French Revolution.
So history. Beautiful.
Yeah, I like a bit of history.
Napoleon. Napoleon had an ice cream named after him. Here's a little fun fact.
After the French Revolution.
Neapolitan. During Les Mis.
It's not Napoleon.
Did you just slam me?
Double scorch. Goodbye. Traffic.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
We're trying to get you guys to talk about mental health, particularly in men at the moment, because this is something that's not talked about enough, and that is unfortunately the problem. I mean, it's intrinsic, isn't it? The fact that we're not talking about it is why there's a problem, and the reason why there's a problem is because we're not talking about it. And it's very much a double-edged sword. And having that conversation is something which is, you can see on a video that Woody and I did about my depression recently. I asked him about how he dealt with it, and also we tried to use that video not to try and necessarily raise awareness directly. We didn't want the video to go as big as it did we, Woods? That wasn't really the aim. It was more if we could get 10 people watching it and seeing the benefits of having a conversation.
To just talk to their mate, you know?
That was the goal. Yeah. Very timely that today, Travis Cloke, you would have known as a champion centre-half forward for Collingwood and now also playing at the Western Bulldogs, has come out with an admission that he's struggling with some real mental health problems.
Travis Cloke is taking an indefinite break from football to deal with mental health issues. The Bulldogs say Cloke will continue to train, but he won't play any games while he works on his health.
There you go.
You hear that and you think, great, this is happening and that someone is taking the time out to look after their mental health. But obviously it's horrible that he has to go through this.
And on the phone now to add some perspective to this whole thing is former AFL champion Premiership player. I'm a huge fan of this man. His name is Wayne Schwoss. Wayne, how you going, mate?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me on, guys and girls.
No worries at all, mate.
Now, Wayne, you've started recently an organisation to start ending this stigma and taboo around men talking about mental health.
Yeah, I have. Look, thanks for the opportunity to come on and have a chat and just before I answer that question, I am acutely aware of an incredibly raw and sometimes uncomfortable video that you two boys put together. A mate of mine shared it with me. I was blissfully unaware, and I got to say, I work in this field every day, and I just want to acknowledge the power of what you two boys did, and I respect the fact that perhaps you may have been caught off guard. You didn't want it to be about awareness raising. But I would just like to thank you too, because the power, the rawness, the authenticity, and at times in the video, the uncomfortableness with regards to two men talking about real emotions is incredibly powerful. That's a really strong message to send. And I just want to thank you for taking the time and doing that video, because that video will change lives. I can guarantee you that. I shared that with my social media community. We have 6,500 people on Facebook, and that resonated with people, because the problem that we've got...
Thanks, Wayne, before you go on. Thanks.
It was amazing, guys. I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. And the challenge that I see on a daily basis, and I respect that this is, you know, a morning radio show, but, you know, I did a 7-hour round trip last night. I did a 8.5 round trip on Tuesday night to go into Country Victoria and talk about the issue of mental health, emotional well-being, and suicide prevention. Mm-hmm. They're difficult topics to talk about, but the reality is that we need to talk about it, because by the end of each day in Australia, tragically, 8 people, including 6 men, are ending their lives. These are real people. These are mums and dads, brothers and sisters, work colleagues, mates, girlfriends, etc. So by doing that video, it'll impact somebody's life. It'll give them the permission to talk about these type of issues. So yep. I think what you've done can never be underestimated.
Thanks, Wayne. Can I just say from your perspective, mate, and I think that this is one of the great reasons that you're obviously, and this is no coincidence, such a strong ambassador. You are now the CEO of Pucker Up, but also such a great ambassador for male mental health, is for exactly the same reason that it's ironically a good thing that Travis Cloak, of all people, is the bloke that came forward and said that he was struggling with it. Yeah. It's the manly men that are listening to us right now that are often driving to jobs which are hard yakka sort of stuff. I often think about those hard yakka commercials and the guys that would watch them and wear the clothes in them. They're the guys that are the ones that don't associate with their emotions, don't talk about their emotions, and then as a result, there's a cumulative effect which leads to them buckling under the pressure of how they feel. So you coming forward and Trav Cloak coming forward as, you know, obviously real idols of very masculine men is awesome. It's really cool.
Yeah, look, I appreciate it. It's interesting. I just finished having a drinking with my wife, and she said, "What did you think about Travis Cloak?" And I said, "Look, I just think it's fantastic. I really do." I woke up this morning and I thought, we're moving this conversation. You know, 3 weeks ago, we had Alex Vassallo, a former teammate of Travis's, come out and put his hand up. Now we've got Travis Cloak. 2 months ago, we had Greg Inglis, arguably one of, you know, he's a future immortal in the NRL.
Yeah.
2 years ago, we had Buddy Franklin. Mm-hmm. And the Sydney Swans make a decision to take Buddy out of the final series.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
We had a recent show on SBS which had Lauren Jackson, Libby Trickett, Barry Hall and Matthew Mitchum, 4 elite sports people that have been at the pinnacle of their sport talking about these issues. The conversation is shifting significantly now, and it shifts significantly when we have a Travis Cloak, an Alex Vassallo, a Greg Inglis opening up and sharing what they're going through. And I think what gives me great hope, and I don't want this to be taken the wrong way. I'm so happy that these things are happening.
Yeah.
I'm not happy that people have to deal with these insidious illnesses, because they're incredibly hard to deal with. But I'm happy in the sense that this conversation is starting to become part of mainstream Australia's conversation, because the power of that, when we talk openly and honestly, and when we're authentic and genuine about our health, male and female, we don't have to pretend, we don't have to bullshit to anybody that we're not right. When we aren't right, we can concentrate on what we need to do.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of both of these boys, Alex and Travis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of their football clubs, and I'm proud of my industry for finally starting to understand and respect that it's not just physical health and physical injury.
Yeah.
It's emotional health and mental health.
There's another video that Woody and I did that you may or may not have seen, Wayne, which we sort of pushed out.
Send it.
They're needed to be.
Send it to him.
I'll send it to you, mate. But this is the, I mean, To be completely transparent with our audience, the way that I geared those questions and set up that video was with the help of my psychologist, and she told me to get Woody on board, and that's only because, I mean, Woods is such an idol for a lot of the guys that listen to our show that see him as, you know, an archetypal bloke. Yep. And the point that I think is really important, we actually spoke about injuries at football, didn't we? Because we used to play footy, and I said to him, if you had a hamstring tear, you'd go and see the physio. And in fact, he'd then tell everybody else that he had a hamstring tear, and it was common knowledge for quite a while. But if he was feeling particularly emotional about something, I said to him, would you go and see the club doctor? And he said, no. And I said, why? And he said, well, because, you know, it's not tangible. It's not practical. It's not something I can point to. And I said, yeah, it is. Like, you can. And there is, I mean, for very arbitrary word, but there is medicine for it. Yep. And I think that guys like Travis Cloak, for example, who has been out injury-ridden for a lot of his career, right? He's had big injuries, and everyone would go, oh, God, the poor bloke, you know, his shoulders are cooked or whatever it is. As soon as it comes to this, it's like, oh, God. I know there are men that are thinking to themselves, it's a bit dubious that he's going into seeking medical attention for something that I can't see or touch or get an X-ray of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a really well-made point and observation. The thing that I would say to that, there's a couple of things in that I'd like to share. One, my immediate response or thought process last night when I heard of the news of Travis was, my God, how long has this boy been dealing with this privately?
Yeah, yep.
How long has he carried these private, insidious, invasive conditions? So that was my immediate thought process. I then moved on quickly to go, you know what, this buys him time. It's out. The story can't go anywhere now. And I think our industry and the community now respect people enough to go, you know what, okay, well, he's got mental health conditions. Let's give him the time to deal with those things.
And it's the right way to go forward. Wayne,
no doubt.
Wayne, we've got to keep moving on with the show, mate, but I seriously respect what you do. As someone that suffers from depression, it's just wonderful to empathize with someone.
Worth looking up Wayne's story as well. Wayne, there was an article of an interview with you.
Let's share it on our Facebook page.
Not last Sunday, Sunday before, about your own battles when you were playing for North Melbourne. I mean, there's stories in there about you saying that the worst day of your life was when you won a premiership with North Melbourne, which was really moving stuff to read about. But if you want to read about that, you can look up Wayne online, or we're going to share.
Yeah, we'll chuck it up on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
But it's all about like changing the perception of people as well through this, I think. And that's the way that I kind of see it. Because I know when Buddy and that did decide to take time out, there was a lot of people saying, oh, what a pussy, this and that. And that's because in the community of men and women, it's kind of like, oh, mental health. Like it's not a, that's a bit of a pussyish thing, isn't it? So it's about changing people's perceptions, and by us talking about it and being open about it and moving forward from all you guys. So thank you.
Thanks, Wayne. Seriously appreciate it, mate. Go and check out Pucker Up, PUKAUP. And, you know, we'll obviously slip you the agreed fee for the big pump up you gave us at the start of the show as well, mate. So that'll be hitting your bank account tomorrow, I think.
Well done.
Thanks,
thanks, Wayne.
Thanks so much. Bye. See you, Wayne.
Bye. The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
We're often on the side of the people that are snooping around for things in their relationship. You know, is there a surprise on the horizon? How much can I find out about it?
Yeah. Someone in particular in this room might search their partner's jockstraw.
I don't search his computer.
You are such a snoop.
Or his man cave. I don't search your drawers.
Now look,
I don't search your phones, messages.
A couple of days ago, we actually had a call from a girl who called the show who'd done exactly the same thing, all right?
You found a top secret document?
Yes, I actually found the top secret document over the weekend.
Do you know what it is yet?
It is a receipt from a jewellery store for an engagement ring, and it has all the details on it.
Oh, my God. And do you think that your partner's going to propose?
Yes, I think when he gets home from work next break.
And you know what? I was thinking about this. I was like, God, I just want to get in the shoes of the people that are in those relationships.
But don't you just want to know what's going on? Like, you're just such a...
This is what I want the opposite of. 13, 10, 60.
Okay, the other peeps.
If you're in a relationship where your partner is hot on your case. Doesn't like getting surprised. And doesn't like getting surprised. So you're in a relationship where your partner is hot on your case and doesn't like getting surprised by things. And as a result, constantly, you know, they're looking for the surprise. They're trying to find where you might have hidden something. They're looking through your phone and stuff. I want to hear from you, and I want to hear on 131060 if you've deliberately led them up the garden path. If you found out they're snooping.
So you're leading your Snoopy partner up the garden path, yes, by putting like red herrings or roadblocks.
If you're in a relationship where you're sick of your partner constantly asking questions or snooping when it comes to a surprise, and that might be an engagement, it might not be an engagement. 131060, I want to know when you completely hoodwinked them. If you red herringed them into a position where they thought that they'd found the answer and you completely blitzed them. Because I'm sick of hearing the other side of the story. Oh, I busted my partner.
Oh, snooping's so good for the soul.
And I want to know, I want to hear the other side of the fence. The victory for the people that laid the red herring. I did exactly the same thing to my girlfriend
other
day.
Oh.
Absolutely I did. And it was wonderful.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
My girlfriend doesn't like getting surprised either. And I like surprising her. I like giving surprise. It's a wonderful thing to do, to give someone a surprise, particularly if it's a good surprise. Mm. But it's really frustrating, particularly, I would say, if you're thinking of proposing to someone, if they're continually probing you about when that's going to happen, where it's going to happen, and how it's going to happen.
It would be real frustrating. I feel sorry for the
guy. We had a mate recently who had to put the sweaty engagement ring in his sock and go for a run to hoodwink his girlfriend enough. Halfway through the run, he goes, will you marry me?
That's
and
right.
And finally got her blindsided.
And it doesn't have to be for engagements. Because 131060, what I want to know right now, and again, you can call for this topic, but not for
Are you planning on proposing to Dutchie?
No, is if you are in a relationship where the person you're with hates getting surprised and as a result is a serious snoop, if you've managed to hoodwink them as a result of that. So you've laid a red herring, they've gone for the bait, and they think they've busted you, and then at the last minute you turned it on their head. I had a chance to do that the other day, but first I want to go to Mike from Rockingham.
Hey, Mike.
Have you laid a red herring?
Yeah, I certainly have.
Go, Mike.
My wife was always, you know, roadblocking me on surprises.
Yeah.
You know, and she'd always do it through searching through my Facebook, through my emails, through LinkedIn, through anything. So it's always very, very hard for me to hide things.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to figure out whether she was actually doing all the snooping, because I wanted to know, was I left my iPad at home. And then I started a messaging block on Messenger, knowing that the all she would see would be the text from the other person.
Brilliant.
Okay. And we started this conversation, and I asked this girl, and she's obviously in New Zealand, an old friend of mine, to start getting quite hot and heavy.
Oh, no, that's not okay.
What happened, Mike?
Well, I'm currently divorced.
Yes, well, that's it. I was going to say, because that's just a good excuse. You're probably...
Great work, Mike.
So don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't know. Were you being dodgy, Mike, so and look, that was just the excuse?
I still delivered on a surprise. My girlfriend is... Mike. Brilliant. And in fact, Mike, you know what? For your next current girlfriend, you can have a $100 Lorna Jane voucher. When you wear activewear, you'll be more active. Find your nearest store or shop, LornaJane.com.
Or you can wear them yourself.
Thanks for that.
Jeez. No worries at all, mate. Legend.
Well, I slept with the postman.
Yeah. Great revenge story. My girlfriend is petrified of monkeys.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't take it at Uber.
She's petrified of monkeys, right?
Yeah.
And at the Perth Zoo at the moment, you can do wonderful hand-eye experiences with the animals, right?
Wow. Yeah.
I made sure that she saw on my phone a message from Holly, who works at Perth Zoo, saying that I'd organised a hand-eye face-to-face experience with the primates.
Ah, smart.
During the day, I knew that she thought we were going to go and do this, and she didn't want to reveal to me that she knew about the surprise. So when she wasn't communicating. Looking the other way the whole day we got there, I pushed it all the way up to the point. We're standing at the enclosure and she's shaking, but didn't want to tell me that she'd looked at my phone or seen the message to know about the primates.
So what were you actually doing?
Fed the rhinos instead.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, how good is Memphis the rhino?
Memphis, big boy. He's a big boy.
Absolutely.
Memphis.
Yeah.
Is Memphis still on a diet?
No, Memphis is no longer on a diet.
Good to hear. He wasn't allowed the hay.
He's in great form.
You've got to feed them celery.
He dropped 500 kgs in a month or something. Bloody impressive for Memphis.
Big boy. So, I would highly recommend going to go and feed the rhinos, by the way.
Do all the things there. It's great.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Will and Woods, I want to talk about tit for tats in relationships.
Beautiful.
So it's bring your dog to work day here.
Yeah,
which
a couple of dogs around.
There's amazing dogs around. And I am obsessed with dogs at the moment.
Yep.
And all I want is a dog.
Oh, wow.
Do it. Just get it.
You also want wedding ring.
Hey, no, she doesn't.
I don't want to get married anymore.
I barely even noticed that. Hey, that is not on. That is. She has got angina.
I will swear. And then we'll have to dump.
Oh my God. Yeah, is that where we're at?
We're talking about the dogs.
We're not talking about the W word.
I'm desperate to get a dog. Now,
is that code for anything? No, come on.
We've got a cat at the moment, Jules Fart Sparkle, which I got a couple of years ago without permission off Griffo. And when he came home from work, there was a cat in the house. And I don't think I've ever really let that down because he went out and spent all this money on his car afterwards.
So he was like, right, well, if you're going to go and do that, I'm going to go and do
and
this.
And it's not my cat. You spend all the money on it yourself.
So that's the sort of areas that...
He thinks the cat rules the house.
Well, I can imagine the cat probably does.
Well, she doesn't. But anyway, the dogs, right? So I really want to get a dog.
No, let's get to the issue that's at the core of the dogs, which is obviously related to the cat thing as well. What you're saying is if you do something in your relationship, for example, go and get yourself something, and I said keyword, get yourself something, then he will go, right, because you got that, I then get to get this.
Yeah.
Is that what you say?
Yeah.
That is a weird setup.
And it's so annoying because we've got a joint credit card at the moment. And
Saying if you dip into the credit card.
He's going to know. If I get a dog whilst he works away, and he works away, so I feel like I need some friends around
lonely.
The house.
You're lonely.
I am lonely.
Yeah.
He said he's going to go out and buy another car.
Fair enough. Is that not fair enough?
A dog.
How much is the dog and how much is the car?
Well, exactly. The dog would be free because I'd get a rescue one.
And you'd do an Instagram post.
And then
about
he'd
it.
Probably do. I'd probably do an Instagram for Safe Perth or, you know, rescue dogs or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can hit me up real hardy if you've got any dogs at the moment.
Anyway. Yes.
I think it's good.
He would then go spend like 30 grand on a car or something.
Yeah, but you can't place monetary value on it because a dog is a commitment with like, you've got to buy food for it, you've got to euthanize it. Vaccinate it. Sorry.
Freudian slip. Do you have this?
Yeah, absolutely. Like if Courtney wants to go to a fashion show, when we get home that night, she has to hit me with the horse whip.
Yeah, right. Okay, so. So similar tit for tat areas.
Really, I mean, similar,
that's smaller scale,
right?
I get 10 lashings.
So it's
like I haven't got this, so I can't empathize.
I think it can even happen in things that you do. It's not even necessarily placing it on things.
Yeah,
it's like, if he does that, then I'm going to do this.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Like it's tit for tat in relationships, necessarily physical things.
Is that things that? So, okay,
like, if he goes out with the boys on a Saturday night, I'm going out to spend $1,000 on shopping bags.
I'd love to hear more people.
Shopping bags.
In that area. So, 131060, do you play tit for tat in your relationship?
Yes.
So, if they get something, do you run on the proviso that you then get something?
Yeah, or it could even be, you know.
Because you're not happy with that right now.
Oh, God, no. I desperately want that dog and he should just be appreciative of it, that I live alone
so you run in a tit-for-tat relationship and yet you're not willing to play the game.
Well, okay, if he goes gets a car, then I'm going to get a house. That's just for me.
You can't keep increasing the tit, though. It's got to be even tit and tat.
That's why it's for. I mean, So, all right, 131060, if you run tit-for-tat in your relationship, and I want to know if you're like Heidi, what the exchange was. I want to know, like, because I reckon some of them are going to be really out of proportion, just like Griffo. Like, because I think Griffo getting a car for a dog might be a little bit out of proportion.
I think it's fair enough. Because the commitment with a dog, you got to feed it every day.
I want to hear the person that went out and got themselves a pair of shoes and then their husband went and bought a boat.
Yeah, something like that. Give us a call. In your relationship, do you run on a tit-for-tat basis?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
We want to talk about tit for tats in your relationship? Is that kind of a bit of a basis that you work on?
Mm-hmm.
So it's bring your dog to work day. We were talking about it pre-show. I'm desperate to get a dog.
Yeah.
And Griffo said, if he comes home from work and I have a dog, he's like, you go ahead and do it. I'll buy another car.
And you've said.
We're saving for, you know, our future and stuff.
No, hang on. We're not.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why he can't go spend.
Let's get the context out of it. You've said that in your relationship, you have and you operate on a tit for tat basis.
Well, not all the time.
But that is a hallmark. And I think a lot of people can empathize on 131060. You've said that they're the rules. If one of you goes out and gets something purely for themselves, then the other one is then entitled to go and do the same thing. So if you go and get a dog, he says, all right, that's fair enough, but I'm allowed to go and get another car.
But the difficulty is matching the tit for the tat.
Yes.
Or it could be a tat of a tit.
And
who knows?
Often in relationships, I'm going to say, Julia from Stoneville will probably agree with me, whenever the person gets to tat the tit,
yes.
Often the tat is disproportionate to the tit.
Exactly right. Julia from Stoneville, how are you going?
Hey, Julia.
Hey, good, good.
Now, are you the tit or the tat here?
A bit of both, I think.
Okay, talk us through it.
Tell us about your relationship.
Oh, very good relationship, but...
Excellent. Well, mine's good too.
All right, it's not a competition, Ando, just chill out.
In terms of the tit for tat. So a few years ago, I decided I wanted to run a marathon in Paris, so...
Beautiful.
That... Obviously, yeah, it was a bit of a time commitment, money commitment, and we had a young child at the time. So my husband was really grumpy because I was spending all this money just on me. And he didn't ask me anything about it. He kind of only knew when I was going because he'd heard me booking taxis and things like that. But he agreed to let me go, but he was just really grumpy about it. And then he decided to spend the equivalent amount of money on a sports car for himself. And then he was suddenly happy. But then there was still, so the money thing was equal, but then there was still the time commitment. So I'd taken 2 weeks to go overseas, and he said, well, you know, you take another 2 weeks off work, and then he would have a 2 week holiday. So we each had, 2 weeks of child minding, and the other person had a nice holiday.
Oh my God.
The only problem was that it was when there was that big Icelandic volcano. So was there for 2 weeks, then I got stuck in London for another 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Well, there you go. That's a great example of it.
Well, it just reminded me of when you guys came over for my birthday and Griffo was telling you about our big TV.
Oh, yes.
And
I went
on a holiday with a girlfriend to Cuba and Mexico and the Bahamas. And when I came home, there was this ginormous TV in our lounge room.
6 meter TV.
How did you react?
Well, I told him that none of that was coming out of our saved account together.
But.
Because he was like, we're going hos, we both use it.
But it's the same thing. But it's the same thing when you use, as you said before, if Griffo goes out for a big night with the boys. If he goes out for a big night with the boys, you.
I'm going out for a bender with the girls the next weekend.
Look out. Look out,
Perth. Seriously, look out.
Hoover's back. Michelle from Indari. How you going, Michelle?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Do you have a bit of tit for tat in your relationship?
Oh, my God. It's continual. I wanted a dog for a really, really long time. My husband works away and he's sort of 2 weeks away and then a couple of weeks at home. And when he's at home, he gets to the halfway point and he has to take off for a few days because it all gets a bit much with 3 girls in the house.
Yeah, cool.
So I said to him, well, look, can I get a dog? Can I get a dog? No, you're not having a dog. All that sort of guff went on for months and months. Anyway, my dad bought a Shih Tzu not long ago, only a couple of weeks ago, and we looked after it for 3 days before he came down from Karatha to pick it up. And my kids just fell in love with this dog. And you know what it's like when kids fall in love
with the Shih Tzu.
With the Shih Tzu. So, and I said to them, look, Poppy's got to come down and pick this dog up. And I was trying to work on my husband because he was off, and I'm like, oh, look, isn't it so cute? Can't you imagine it running around after you? And then he's sitting on the couch with this little dog sprawled out across
with the Shih Tzu.
His lap.
Like, he thought it was a Shih Tzu.
Pretending he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Anyway, his whole idea was if you want a dog, then I'm getting a new boat or I'm getting a new Land Cruiser.
Shih Tzu. There you go. Wow.
And I went, dude.
Found yourself in a bit of a Shih Tzu there, haven't you?
Yeah, I know. And I went, well, that's kind of a bit of price difference and commitment difference.
Well, there you go. Hyde, you're in this situation.
I believe the same thing. So has he gone out and got the boat or the Land Cruiser yet? I don't know.
Michelle?
Has he gone out and got it?
Not yet. But I haven't.
See, dogs aren't that expensive. Like a Land Cruiser is over $100,000.
It's the expense of the time, and you've got to buy that thing food. And trust me, I've done it. And you've got to chop the eggs out, and that's a really expensive procedure.
So we're not getting a dog this weekend
I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff around a dog.
Oh, getting the dog.
You've got to inject it with a microchip. And it's just
but they're all little things.
School and
little things to begin with to get yourself sorted. It's like having a baby, isn't it? It's preparation for when we have a baby.
Oh, now you want to have a baby.
I mean, I do want a baby, actually.
Oh, my God. Want. Take. Me.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Now, Bruce, you absolute spruce goose from Fremantle, how are you?
Bruce the spruce goose.
Fantastic. Heidi Will and Woody, how are you guys?
Hey, mate, we're good. Goose. It's almost the weekend. Good.
The spruceman. Talk us through it, mate. Fist bump moment.
Good. I've got a fist bump moment.
Give it to us.
I work for the Shire of Cutterfly and Claremont doing the verd collection, right? Having a bad day. I think it's raining, actually. On the last few piles. Check this jacket, a jacket on the side of the verge collection, $50 in it. In the pocket.
Brilliant!
A $50 note, and it smelled like fresh out of the ATM. I might have known, maybe the guy went to the casino or something.
How about that? Mate, Brucey, get yourself another $50. Thanks to the Zarafas for your fist pump moment on a Friday.
And do you want to come to our old school party tomorrow night?
Okay, yeah, I think so. Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, well, if you don't tell them off air, just pretend you're coming now. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Mate, you better be coming down tomorrow night, Brucey. Hey, Brucey, have you been at the Paramount before, mate?
I have not, no.
Well, so you're down in Freo. It is the other side of town, so you'd be making your way up this side of the tracks, but that's all right.
Yeah, that's no worries, man. No, that sounds great.
Beautiful.
All right, bring that $50 note, hey? Your shout.
The goose.
We got Daniel here from Madeley. Hey, Daniel.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hello, mate.
Dan the man.
Mate, I've got a corker for you.
All right, give it to us.
Delish.
Last night I was in bed and forgot to turn the light off.
Oh, no.
And there was a tennis ball on my bedside table.
Oh, no.
And I thought, there's only one way this light's going to turn off. And so I picked up the tennis ball and I just threw it at the light switch.
Yeah.
And it turned off.
Unbelievable.
You would have had to hit it pretty hard because the coefficient of restitution off a tennis ball is rather soft, and to cause the actual flick of the switch, how hard did you throw it, Daniel?
Oh, look, put me wrist into it. Look, it came back a fair way, but I was quite happy.
Put me wrist into it. Are you in bed by yourself as well, Daniel? Because that's the sort of behaviour that my girlfriend really roll her eyes at me for.
Yeah, look, I was at the top.
But then you put the wrist into it. Good on you, Daniel. Good on you, Daniel.
Dan, if you want to come to our old school party tomorrow night, we'd love you to come, but you've also got a $50 voucher to Zarafas as well.
Put the wrist into it.
It has.
No worries, bro. Have a good weekend, mate.
I love Bruce and Daniel. Honorary members of the show.
The Heidi Will and Woody Catcher on Hit 92.9. With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.